Iran's clandestine services seem to be getting bolder. Experts say they're using diplomatic missions abroad to project power in ways not seen since the 1990s. Borzu Daragahi has the story.
Members of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps march, showing off their discipline and numbers. The IRGC is a parallel branch of Iran's armed forces and declare loyalty to Iran's supreme leader, Ali Khamenei, as well as to Imam Hussein, an important figure in the Shia Muslim faith. In recent years, the IRGC has become increasingly powerful and influential inside Iran, taking government bodies and cracking down on civil society. Now, it's projecting its power abroad. Experts say the IRGC and its Arab allies played a decisive role in keeping Bashar al-Assad in power. In Syria, members of the IRGC fight side by side Assad's troops, battling rebels. The war in Syria is the first time Iranians have been deployed to fight abroad since the years following the 1979 revolution. And the IRGC is also flexing its diplomatic muscles. Ahmad Majidyar is an Iran expert at the Middle East Institute in Washington.
Iran sent these IRGC members disguised as diplomats to different diplomatic fronts to complement Iran's hard power.
Tamer Badawi is an Iran expert at the Shark Forum in Istanbul. He says Iran's foreign ministry is in the midst of a battle with the IRGC over control of Iran's embassies.
With more chances of confrontation between the Islamic Republic and the U.S., the IRGC is being more empowered.
In May, Morocco accused Iran of facilitating the transfer of weapons to a prominent rebel group through one of its embassies. As a result, Morocco cut diplomatic relations with Tehran. Then, a month ago, an Iranian diplomat based in Austria was arrested in Germany, charged with helping to plan a bombing in France. In the 1980s and 90s, Iran was accused of numerous assassinations and bombings across Europe. Those slowed down as Iran tried to heal relations with Europe. Majidyar says the killings will likely pick up again.
Now that tension is kind of escalating with the U.S., and potentially that if the nuclear deal falls apart, there could be more tension even with Europe too, then we can expect even more of these actions.
Iran insists all the allegations against its embassies are part of an elaborate operation to frame the country. Others say Iran's government may have decided to step up pressure on the West. But some experts, like Badawi, say there's an even more disturbing remote possibility. Rogue elements inside Iran's regime are using diplomatic outposts to further their own agendas.
If it's not able to control potential freelancers, then it would be difficult to stop escalation.
Iran's internal battles shook the country for decades, and now those battles continue to unfold, spilling beyond its borders. Borzu Daragahi, CBC News, Istanbul.